Hello and welcome to information about the restoration of the Wilton-Barks Canal at Bynall Lane, Royal Wootton Bassett. This information was updated in November 2018. Please use other QR codes cited locally to find out more about this project. Looking westwards from Bynall Lane, sometimes known as Chaddington Lane, towards the lock, you see a section of the canal that has been restored by the volunteers of the Wilton-Barks Canal Trust. Work on this site started about 15 years ago and includes the complete rebuilding of Chaddington Lock, which you can see in the distance, and the dredging of the canal. If you walk from here along the towpath, you'll be able to see the lock and find out more about the project. You can walk from here to Marlborough Road, Royal Wootton Bassett, along the towpath, which is a public right-of-way. On the towpath side, you will see a structure that regulates the canal water level by allowing excess water to spill into the Bynall Brook. A new bridge is scheduled to be the next project here, and this will allow the two sections of the canal, the one you're looking at Morningside Farm and the one to the east at Studley Grange, to be joined together, creating over a mile of fully operational and restored waterway. The Wilton-Barks Canal connected the Kennet and Avon Canal at Semington near Melksham to Abingdon on the River Thames. This 52 miles of narrow waterway fully opened in 1810 and was mainly used to transport coal from the Somerset coalfields. A further canal, the North Wilts, was opened in 1819 to link Swindon to the Thames and Severn Canal at Cricklade. The Wilton-Barks was not commercially successful and was officially abandoned by Act of Parliament in 1914. However, even after over 100 years of dereliction, over the next 10 to 15 years, the Wilton-Barks Canal Trust and members of the Wiltshire, Swindon and Oxfordshire Canal Partnership are intending to complete the restoration of all 70 miles of the waterway to fully operational standards as a leisure resource for local communities and a wildlife corridor to support endangered species like the water vole. There is more about how you can help with this and other restoration projects on the Wilton-Barks Canal Trust website, www.wbct.org.uk.